Okay, we up to the, hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Okay, now we, I want to tackle the sugya of the Atzei Sukkah being Usher. So we got to see the Tais, the different Shittas in the Rishonim. Okay? And then at the end of Shir, towards the end, we'll have the short Masiba for David. Okay, we'll see if we have the Rikud.
We need a Rikud.
Okay? Yeah, we said we do a Rikud, so we will, Bli Neder. Right before Mincha. Okay. The Gemara had said, Mishnah had said on Tesamet Aleph that a Sukkah Yishana is Psula according to Beis Shammai. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, a Sukkah Yishana is considered to be kosher. Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara began, we saw it, and said, what's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? So Gemara darshan the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah Shiva Shem LaShem. It has to be made Lishma. Beis Hillel says that Pasuk I used for a different din, name Rav Sheis, Shem Rav Akiva, that Atzei Sukkah is Aser Kol Shiva. It's an Isser Hanah. Machlokes Rambam Rush, we learned whether that applies only to the Schach, or does it apply even to the walls? The Rush said it's only the Schach. The Rambam said it applies even to the walls. But it's clear from the Gemara, says that Pasuk cannot be used, because Beis Hillel says I use it for something else. And the Gemara says there's a Chashem Shemayim and Chagiga, there's also Kedusha in the Sukkah, and therefore Halacha Lamaisa, it cannot be used, and Beis Hillel says there's no din Lishma at all. But the Gemara says Beis Shammai also agrees with that din, right? Beis Shammai also agrees with that din, that there's an Isser Hanah. So the Gemara is very bothered by that, and the Gemara comes up with a whole new pasuk for Beis Shammai. So I want you to get this down. The way we'll begin is like this. First of all, is that where's the drasha that does an Isser Hanah come from? From Chag or from the word Lashem? Is it from Chag or is it from the word Lashem? So Rashi says, Sukkah Lashem, Hainu Mitzvah Samelech. Right? Rashi says Mitzvah Samelech. Did you notice that first Rashi in the Gemara? So according to Rashi, it's clear you learn from Sukkah's Lashem. The makor of this are not Sukkah, let's get this down, is from the word Lashem. That's what Rashi clearly writes. And it's not, I thought the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is from the word Chag. So the Pnei Yeshua learns that Rashi says it's from Lashem. Because Chag is the derech of the Pasuk. The Torah always talks about Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShvuos, Chag HaSukkos. So you can't learn the din from Chag. That's why the Pnei Yeshua said, I learned it out from the word Lashem. And therefore, the Maskanas of Gemara, what's the Maskanas of Gemara? We said Chag HaSukkos Tasalacha. What's the Limud? The Limud is not from the word Chag. It's from the word Tasa. What's Tasa? It's got to be done Lishma. Remember? Tasa. Rashi says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa, Sukkos Tasa Lechag, Sares HaMikra V'Darshe. What does the word Sares mean? What does Sares mean?
Reverse.
Reverse. Excellent. Turn around, he says, Sukkos Tasa Lechag. So you see the Drasha Lamaisa, according to Rashi, then it is from the word Tasa. So even though I Lamaisa, it's interesting, Rashi says that the halach of this Ranal is from the word Sukkos Lashem. And it's not from the word Chag, because Chag is generic, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaSukkos, and the word Tasa also learns out the Din Lishma, Halacha L'maisa, and therefore, we see clearly that what? That it's from that word, that the Isser Hanah is learned out from the word of what? From the word Lashem, not from Chag. Chag is not used as the Makor for what? For the Isser Hanah, or for the Din Lishma, at the end of the day, okay? So let's get that down clearly. If I ask you what the makor of the Isser Hanah is on the Schach, on the Sukkah, it is from the drasha of what? Lashem. Not the drasha of Chag Lashem. It's from Lashem. Okay, and how do you know there's a din Lishma according to Beis Shammai? Because it says Tase, not because of Chag. Okay? So that's as of the makor. So it's clear from the Gemara, as I was being mazmin to David and Marty and Seder, it's clear from the Gemara that Atzei Schach is the Yeraisa of the Rabbanan. What would you say? Clear it's the Uraisa. Excellent, Yonatan. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming Lishma is the Uraisa, and the Gemara says, oh, how can you say Beis Shammai learns Lishma from that Pasuk of Chag Lashem? It's already used up for something else. That something else has to be what? In the Uraisa. So by definition, the Gemara, Pashup Shat in the Gemara is learning that the Drash of Schach and Sukkim and Lashem is in the Uraisa. Otherwise, it was the Rabbanan, they use it for both. You know what I mean by that? Smach this. Smach means the din is the Rabbanan and the mocker is just a hint. It's not a real mocker. It's not a legitimate mocker. Just a hint to the din. If it was just in a smachta, then you could use it for both Lishma and Nisrana. The Gemara clearly says it's either one or the other. Right? And therefore you see from that that it's the Araisa. That's what Tysus picks up on. Okay? Donnie, you got this? Okay, yes, Yonatan.
Can you make a case when the Yudhir Sarah makes his drasha? The Gemara combines
the word chai and sukkah together?
It says, Chal Shem Shchanah Chagigah. Chagigah is the korban.
Yeah, that's not the word chag in the pasuk.
Right, okay. Ma chag l'Hashem, af sukkah l'Hashem. Well said.
So it's a joshua chag and sukkah. That's the pasuk that's supposed to work together.
Right, but I'm saying the makor that a sukkah's asur b'anah is from the word l'Hashem. Sukkah l'Hashem. Ma chag l'Hashem. Sukkah l'Hashem. I think he is. He's saying Machag l'Hashem, just like the what? It's dedicated to the Eibishter, the Korban Chagiga. So do the sukkah is dedicated l'Hashem. How is it dedicated l'Hashem? That it's also for your benefit. That's Gufa de Drasha. Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. It's excellent Nakuda. The word is that it's l'Hashem. That's what Rashi's bringing out. Mitzvah Samelech. It's not considered l'shem chag like this. Sukkah l'shem chag. To see sukkah l'shem mitzvah samelach. Rashi's telling you the maskanas of Gemara. Ma sukkah l'shem chag. He's telling you the maskanas of Gemara. That's the maskanas of Gemara.
That's going on the principle of
sukkah l'shem chag. Rashi's commenting l'mais on the sukkah l'shem chag be'inin, right? That was the Havimina, that's the din of Lishma, right? That's the din of Lishma. That was, at that point of the Gemara thought Chag HaSukkos L'Hashem meant Lishma. The Maskanas of Gemara is that it's not Lishma. It's for Nisar Anah. But the Makar was originally Lishma, but it's not anymore Lishma. It's something else. It's Nisar Anah. So it plugs in very nicely. That was Rashi in the Havimina. When the Gemara thought in the Havimina, like you said, that was for Sukkah Yishana. The Gemara says, no, that pasuk is not for Sukkah Yishana Lishma. That pasuk is used for Isra Hana. And that Isra Hana comes from Lashem. In the Havimina, it was what? It was Sukkah L'Shem Chag, that you're saying good. Dechsiv Gemara, Sukkah L'Shem Chag, Dechsiv Sukkah L'Shem, L'Shem Mitzvah Samelch. You have to do the build the Sukkah L'Shem Hashem, Lishma. But later on, when we switch, it's not talking about that halacha of Lishma. It's talking about what? Talking about this or not, it comes from that same marker, Lashem. Very good. I'm glad he asked that. Okay, we got that? Let's start with the Tysus. Donnie, let's go. Let's see it inside. Guys, look inside. We got a lot to see here, Bizar Hashem. Let's go. Minayin. Does everyone follow what I just said? The drush is deraisa. It's clear from the Gemara. Go ahead, Minayin.
Minayin
Lazi
Sugashi Surim Mashma
das hiri midiraisa. Ah, it's mashma. It implies that our Gemara holds diraisa. Go ahead.
Drasha gemura hint.
And it's a bona fide drasha. It's not an asmachta. That was a hint. Go ahead. Ah, what does that mean? Midaparach. Don't skim. We don't skim the Taisus. What does midaparach mean? Since the Gemara jumped and said that pasuk's already used for what? For an isra hana. You can't use it for lishma. Obviously, they're on one plane. What plane? A diraisa plane or a drabanan plane? Diraisa plane, exactly. You don't skim any lines in Taisus, we say. That's exactly how Taisus knew there was a drasha gemura. But he says it's against the Gemara, another Gemara. Go ahead, Vitema. Vitema
deperkira, mashma shehumi
drabanan. Oh, so let's introduce this. I want you to get this. There's a machlokes, famous machlokes in Shas, between Reb Yehuda, Stam Reb Yehuda's Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi, against Reb Shimon, whether there's a concept of muksa. Now, what does muksa mean? Muksa means something that was not designated before Shabbos, like rocks, like dirt. It is useless, and therefore it's off limits. You cannot move it on Shabbos. Muksa is an isser to move. There's no isser to touch muksa. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, you know why it's usser to touch an egg that's laid on Shabbos from a chicken? Because it's impossible to touch an egg without moving it. Right? Weebles wobble, and they don't fall down. I don't know if you knew that there was such a toy when I was a little boy. Okay? That was the song. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, right? You can't touch an egg without what? You can't touch an egg without moving it, okay? The issue of muks is on moving. Now, I want you to get this down in your notes. Tosfos writes, the whole institution of muks is drabanan, lock, stock, and barrel. There is a Rashi, a collector's item in Pesachim, on Memvav and Mebeis, that says if you eat muksa, like an egg that was laid on Shabbos, it's an issur d'oraisa. So if someone ever asks you, is there any type of muksas diraisa? Yes, Rashi holds if you eat muksas diraisa. Tosfos says the whole thing's drabanan. Eating, moving, the whole thing is drabanan. But I want you to know that Rashi, okay? So there's a general machlokes tanoim in Shas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Is there a concept of muksa? Reb Yehuda says there is. Reb Shimon says there not. You mean to tell me there's a holy Tana that denies muksa, Reb Shimon? No, the Gemara says. Reb Shimon holds generally there's no muksa. With a few exceptions, Reb Shimon agrees there's muksa. For example, something you're docha biyadayim. What is docha biyadayim? You put some figs on the roof to dry out in the sun. You don't have any mindset to use that throughout all Shabbos. That's what Dochi B'Adam is. You cast it aside. So it's like a lack of designation, mamish, squared or cubed. That type of lack of designation, squared or cubed, Reb Shimon agrees is muksa. But it's got to be an extreme. An extreme lack of designation. Like figs on the roof is Dochi B'Adam. Another example is called Huxel Mitzvah, which is what we bring into now our topic. Reb Shimon says that type of muksa I agree to as well. Okay? And the Gemara tells the story like this in Shabbos Memeim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish asked his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan. We know there are brother-in-laws from the Gemara, but see a Peheim and Aleph. Right? We know Reish Lakish was a ganef, was a bandit. Rabbi Yochanan saw him one day, said, use your koichas for Torah, I'll let you marry my sister and kachavya. Okay? They became his chavrusa. We know the whole story. When Reish Lakish, they were learning a sugya once, and then there was a learning of sugya once, and there was a certain screwdriver. And Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, you should be familiar with this screwdriver when you used to break into people's homes. So Gemara says it made Reish Lakish feel terrible. And he got so depressed, he died. And Rabbi Yochanan felt so bad about it too. He couldn't find a new chavrusa. Lamaisa, he said the new chavrusa they brought in, his chavrusa used to ask him 24 kashas. The new chavrusa just brings him 24 rayas. And he was so upset, the Talmidim were mispiled that he should get better. And he wasn't getting better. Then they were mispiled that he should die, and he died. It's a big shaila, halacha lamaisa, if someone's terminally ill and he's in terrible pain, can you daven to the Eibishter that the guy should die? There's a ran in the Nedarim on Daf Mem that's mashmi, you can. But it's a big shaila in the poskim if you're allowed to do that or not. But lamaisa, this was the godless. They were brother-in-laws, very close. And Rabbi Shlokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan, he said, you know what? Let me ask you my brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Shimon deny muksa even if you're docha be a dying? Like I said, you have wheat that you plant in the ground. Lomaisa hasn't taken any root yet. Or you put the figs on the roof, we said. Halach Lomaisa. So he said, you know what? I want you to know something. Rabbi Yochanan told his brother, Reish Lakish, please get this down. The Reb Shimon holds of the following muksa. If you have oil in a candle that's being lit, the din is that that's considered a whole mikvasa. Friday night, you light a candle. Friday night, your mom lights a candle. If you're alone, you got to light a candle. It's, you know, near Shabbos on men too as well. When you light that candle with oil, that is off limits. Why is it off limits? Please get it down. It's called Huksa Limits Vaso. It's designated the mitzvah of Nir Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon agrees with that type of muksa. Al Pi Din. And therefore, the Gemara goes on to say, and the Gemara asks, from Rabbi Yochanan's words as Mashma, you need two conditions. Huksa Limits Vaso, and what else? Huksa Le'Isser. What's the Isser? Are you allowed to extinguish a flame on Shabbos? Yes or no? What's a malacha? Kibui. So there's two dinim here. It's a muksa l'mitzvah of Nir Shabbos. What's the marker of the mitzvah of Nir Shabbos? It's a pasuk in Eicha. The Gemara Darshan Tzchafeyim Advejin Shabbos. Fatiznak l'sholom nafshi. Says that there's a marker. Says that there's a marker. Halacha l'maisa. Says that there's a marker. It says that there's a marker. Tiznak l'sholom nafshi. The Gemara Darshan from a pasuk in Eicha. Says halakas near Shabbos is from that pasuk, shalom bayis, fatizdak mishalom nafshi. So you see, the Gemara says from Rabbi Yochanan, you mean Rabbi Shimon needs, get this down, two conditions for muksa, huksa l'mitzvah, huksa l'isser. So the Gemara says it can't be. Why can't it be? So the Gemara says the following. It's an amazing chiddush. The reason why the near is muksa halacha l'maisa, it's huksa l'zman isser. What's huksa l'zman isser? What's Zman mean? Call the time that it's lit. And the reason why Reb Shimon asks it, because it's Huxel Mitzvah. You do not need what? You do not need two conditions for Reb Shimon. All you need is Huxel what, Jacob? Let's get this. All you need is Huxel what? Huxel Mitzvah. You don't need Huxel Isser. And what's the Raya, Donnie? Read the next line. Umaisi Hasam. Again, Vitema de Perikira. Jacob, you with me? Vitema de Perikira. Let's go. V'tayim v'rikira, okay? V'tayim v'rikira. Take off your coat, then you'll get up. V'tayim v'rikira. Go ahead. Reb Shimon holds a muksa. Now you know what it's saying. By candles. Umitoksha what? Which mitzvah? Don't skim. We don't fake it. What is mitzvah? The mitzvah of halakas near Shabbos. Since it's connected to what? Designated the mitzvah near Shabbos. Go ahead. Huksa? No, Lizma. What's Huksa Lizuro? Calls man that it's lit. For Adlakas Neiris, you can't touch it. So you see, Rav Shimon does not require two conditions. And he brings a raya. Go ahead, Miha.
Miha, D'Tanya, D'ein Notzlin, Eitzin, Min HaSukah,
B'Yontif. B'Yontif. Rav Shimon?
Oh,
you're not allowed to take wood off a shelter that was made for shade on Yontif. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to. Why does Rav Shimon say you're allowed to? Because Rav Shimon doesn't hold a what? Muksa. But when did he say it's Asur V'Shavin? But they both agree that what? Oh, but on Sukkot, it's Asur. Why is it Asur? Because it's Huxel what? Excellent, Marty. It's Huxel Mitzvah. So since it's Huxel Mitzvah, so Reb Shimon holds of that. Just like he holds the figs on the thing, figs on the roof. If you're doing to be a dime or to dedicate to a mitzvah, I agree that there's a din muksa. So you see, Reb Shimon doesn't require two things. He only requires Huxel Mitzvah. So. And he brings a raya. And what's the raya? From Sukkot. Let me ask you, Donnie. If Sukkot was also midiraisa, would that shed in the light of Huxel Muksa? According to Tosla Shitasa, Muksa is what? The Rabbana or the Raisa? What do we say? Tosla Shit and Chas, it's all the Rabbana. What's he bring a raya from Sukkah? If it's us or what the Raisa, then it'll be no, it wouldn't shed any light in Huxel Muksa. The fact that the Gemara is proving from this din that Reb Shimon only requires one condition, Huxel Muksa also shows to the Atzei Sukkah is only us and the Rabbana. So what's going on? Our Gemara Mashman and Atzei Sukkah is also the Raisa Bana, and that Gemara Chab is us and the Rabbana. Steering Gemara's. That's Tosis Kasha. That's the Tema. That Ariel, you got it? That's the Tema that he says, the Rabbana. Yes, David?
Can Rabbi repeat, though, how is this a raya that he holds only us at
the
Rabbana?
Because the Gemara brings a raya. What is Rav Shimon's sheet in Hilchos Muksa? Over there in Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Rav Shimon's sheet is that when it's docha be a dime or huksa mitzvah, so it's a problem. And the Gemara says, does Rav Shimon require two conditions, huksa mitzvah and huksa isuro? No. The Gemara says, by Sukkos, I'll bring you a raya. By Sukkos halach lamaisa, we find that what? Sukkos, it's asur. Throughout the whole year, Rav Shimon says you can take the wood off the shelter. Because Rav Shimon doesn't hold Muksa. Why is Sukkos different? Sukkos different because of Huxel Mitzvah Sol. It's not because of Huxel Isser. Is there an Isser for me to take down wood off a Sukkah during Cholamoid? Is there a Din Stiris all on a Cholamoid? Of course not. It's not Yontif. So the fact that it's also is based on a due Din called Huxel Mitzvah Sol. But it's not that it's an Isser that arises independent of Muksa, David. It's in Hilchos Muksa. The fact that the Gemara sheds light from our din and proves that where Rav Shimon holds in Hilchos Muksa shows us the Rabbana. That's the first, that's Kasha. That's the Kasha. He says a stira from our Gemara to Shabbos. Then he says another thing. It's another Gemara shows the Rabbana. Go ahead, Donnie.
In Paragam, maybe I'm K-Yayin.
Right.
I see the Drasha de Hacha. Lafi Lahachi, Mashma Hosam, Beso, Shemisa, and Delo, Sira, Ella.
Oh, to Kamrinon?
Kamrinon, Atzei Sukkah,
to
Chayla Kedusha,
Iskatsoy?
Iskatsoy L'Shiva.
Okay, does everyone have the Be'ah here? Does everyone have it? Let's take a look at the Gemara, okay? Everyone got it? I'm going to be the following klal. For something to be muksa in halacha, it has to be usher during Ben HaShemashas. You know what Ben HaShemashas is? Right after Shkia, till Tzeis HaKochavim. If it is usher during that stage, it is usher the whole what? It's usher the whole day. So if you have a sukkah,
the whole day
of Shabbos, the whole Shabbos, correct. So if you have a sukkah that's standing up, yes, when Beit HaShemashos is there, am I allowed to take anything off the roof of the sukkah, the shelter? No, based on what din? Stiris? Oil. Stiris oil is only Durabanan. But it's usher. It's usher for me to do a Durabanan, yes? Let's say it falls down 2 hours later. Or falls down in the morning. Am I allowed to move around the wood? Yes or no? Why not? Because it was Usher Ben HaShemashos. Excellent. It was Usher Ben HaShemashos. Means Usher all of Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Noi Sukkah. What is Noi Sukkah? Decorations. Does the Tanai work? Let's say I say I don't want to be disconnected. Boldo means disconnected. I don't want to be disconnected from my Noi Sukkah. I want to cling to it. Can I make a tanai for Noi Sukkah? Yes. Can I make a tanai for the Eitzim? No. Because that's an objective Isser. I'm not allowed to take the wood down from the roof. You follow what I'm saying? So the Gemara says at the end of the day here in Be'ah that the reason why the Atzei Sukkah is Usser is because why? It's because of Muksa. And the Gemara invokes the Klal Yudik Skoy. Is Muksa Durabanan D'Yeraisa? Durabanan. Ah, two Gemaras and Shas. Shabbos, Be'ah say Durabanan. Our Gemara Sukkah says D'Yeraisa. Which one is it? Is the Isra Anan the Stach D'Yeraisa D'Rabanan? Two Gemars in Shas say the Rabbanan, Shabbos and Beya. Our Gemara says the Araisa. Let's look in Beya, where I underline. Now, I didn't give you the underline before. Let's just read. I just want to read from Tanya a few lines before the two dots. Everyone got it? Look at the Aleph, where it says Aleph in the Gemara. You see that? Before the two dots, before I underline. Okay, I should have underlined that earlier, but let's just read it quick. Donnie, you got it in Beya? Tanya, read the Gemara.
Tanya,
read it. Yes. Guys, look, underline that. Go ahead, Tanya. Minasamach law. You can only take etzim that are close by. You can't take sukkah from off the wood from the roof. Go ahead.
Reb Shimon,
he allows. Why does Reb Shimon matir? Because he doesn't hold a muksa. The shavin. If you make a tanai, it's fine. But everyone agrees on sukkahs, it's usher. Go ahead. How could Reb Shimon matir shelter throughout the year? Go ahead. Oh, it's so sorely. You're taking down a what? A structure. It's an Issur Rabbanan. Go ahead. Askin. Oh, the sukkah fell down. Go ahead. Period. So keep that in mind now for after the two dots now. Go to where I underline the two dots. We are talking with a sukkah that fell down. If we are talking with a sukkah that fell down, Reb Shimon says that's okay. A sukkah throughout the year. That's okay. Sukkah throughout the year is fine. Because Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Migudis Katsai. He doesn't hold the regular muksa. Okay? However, if it was still up, why would Reb Shimon say it's Usser? Because that's a problem of Soser Oel, right? You can't be Soser Oel. So read from the two dots. It said what? In Hisne. Go ahead now from where I underline. Go ahead, Donnie.
I don't have any
underline. You don't have an underline? Yeah, where I underline it. Lefi Tanai. No, in Beya, in Seches Beya. Right here in Seches Beya. You don't have where I... Go ahead. Mikola, here, give it this one. Where I underline. Yosef. Yeah, me Mahani. Yeah, go ahead. You don't have an underline? Lefi Tanai. Umi Mahani.
Umi Mahani, but...
Who says that Tanai works? But Amar what? Shnei Amar. Tamal Omar. Great, great Kasha. What do you mean that Tanai works? We know that there's a flat out Isser. What's the answer? Amar of what?
Amar of Menashe.
Right, he says on the side of the box says Amar Venashim or Shmuel Seif and Asul Sukkah Dalma. What's a Sukkah Dalma? What does Sukkah Dalma mean? Sukkah throughout the whole year. Right, a Sukkah throughout the whole year, whereas opposed to a Sukkah of a Mitzvah, Tanai doesn't work. What's the difference between a Sukkah throughout the year and a Sukkah of a Mitzvah? What's the difference, Akiva? What's the difference? Why does the Tanai work by a regular structure? But by regular structure, right, there's no Isser Nava. What is there only? Would be Muksa. But if it falls down, though, it would just be what? Muksa, right? Do we say Muksa according to Reb Shimon? Normally not, but we can make a Tanai. What's the Tanai?
Isn't a stamp Sukkah throughout the year? It's not Muksa and Mitzvah.
What'd you say?
A stamp Sukkah throughout the year, and that's not Muksa and Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right, that's true, but there's another Nakuda. The other Nakuda is that it fell down. So during Ben Hashmashos, Lamaisa, should it continue and be Usser? Because during Ben Hashmashos, it was a Stiris Oel, right? Yeah. No, Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa, right? So the Gemara already knew this Chiluk from before. Halach Lamaisa, can make it Tanai. Go ahead. So what's the Gemara say? Go ahead, Donnie. Sukkah de Mitzvah Lo, you can't make it Tanai with Sukkah de Mitzvah. Go ahead.
Sukkah de Mitzvah Lo, the Hatanya, Sukkah de Mitzvah, the Itra, the Karmim, Ube.
You make a beautiful sukkah, you crown it with different decorations and sheets that are decorated with, right, you hang gozim nuts, shkedim, almonds, farkas and peaches, rimon and pomegranates, barchili anov and different grapes, yenos wine, oil, slotos, fine flour, writing different crowns of sheaves. Add what? Throughout all sukkahs, vim what? Excellent, but you make it Tanai, it's good. So why is Tanai good by noy sukkah and it's not good by what? By atze sukkah. What's the difference? So what's the Gemara's answer? By the what? By the noy, I said I want to cling to them all ben hashmashos so the Tanai works. Aval what? What does that mean? But Atzei Sukkah, where the Kedusha is automatic on it, it's Iskatzei L'Shiva. Why is it Iskatzei L'Shiva? Because why? Because Sukkah is Kedusha. And therefore you cannot what? You cannot divorce yourself from it. It's automatic. And therefore, since it's automatic, the halacha is that what? You cannot make it tonight at all. Halacha l'maisa. Now, what about what? What about if you have a take a sukkah throughout the whole year and it fell down? Is that good or not? If you made it tonight, would that be good? Well, that depends. It would be good, l'maisa, no problem. But if you didn't make it tonight, would it be good? If you hold like a shimin, yes. If you hold like a chum, it's osir. You got that? Again, if you have a sukkah throughout the whole year, and Ben Hashmash structures up, then it falls down on Shabbos. Is it mutter for me to remove those woods or not? What do you say? According to Shimon, it's mutter because he doesn't hold the muksa, he doesn't hold migudis katsoi. If you hold it to chum, it's awesome. Okay? Fine. So that's what the Gemara says, Beferish. So go ahead, Donnie, back to our Tysus. We have a theory between two Gemaras. Actually, two Gemaras opposed to one. Our Gemara says Sukkah is Dereisa, and the Gemara in Shabbos Abaya says Drobana. Let's see inside. Yesh Lomar, go ahead. Wow. Our Gemara is talking about what? When it's still up. When it's still up, there's a what? There's Chal Sheshimayim on the Sukkah, but go ahead. Usher. Eitzim. Get it down. Our Sukkah is still up as an Issa D'Oraisa. Because of the Drasha. Chag HaSukkah is Tassel Hashem. Go ahead. Aval. But Shabbos and Beya, but the Sugi and Shabbos Beya is talking about Misha Nuflet, fell down already. So therefore, if you fell down already, you don't fulfill a what? You don't fulfill the mitzvah. Excellent. Therefore what? Lo what? Because of what? Because of Muksa. Right? If Reb Shimon does a little Muksa, it would be fine. Yes? So Halacha
L'maisa. Why does Muksa only work if it fell down now?
What'd you say? You tell me. Because if it's still up, you can't take it down because of Stiris Ola. Which is a malacha drabanan. You know what stiris ol is? It's a drabanan of bona. You're not allowed to build. You're not allowed to destroy. Buildings deraisa. Stiris only drabanan.
You can still take up one piece.
No, you can't. That's stiris ol. So I'm saying when it falls down, why is it us on Shabbos? When it falls down, why is it us on Shabbos? Because of muksa. Because ben hashmashas was usher to what to take it down. So it's usher the whole what? The whole Shabbos. But if you hold like a shimon, it would be mutter. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means no problem. Okay. Now, the problem with this is the Sfasemis asks, I want you to get this down. Who says, Sfasemis asks, please get it. Matthew, you got it? Who cares whether it falls down? Still be an Issa D'Oraisa. Who cares whether the Sukkah falls down? Let the Issa of Schach, deriving Hanaf from the Schach, let it remain an Issa D'Oraisa. I'll give you an example. If you're talking about a Chagig, if the blood falls before, let's say the blood spills out before you throw the blood on the Mizbeach, is there still a Din of Me'ilah? Of course there is.
No.
Yes, there is.
No.
One second, Matthew. If you compare it to Chagigah, if the blood spills out before you sprinkle on his back, there's an Issa D'Oraisa of Me'ilah. So too by Sukkah. It's a great kasha, says the Sfasemis. Just because it falls down, why does Issa D'Oraisa go away? So the Pnei Yehoshua says like this, I want you to get it. Pnei Yehoshua says it's similar to Kachim that died. If you have a Korban that dies, then we assume the Kedusha what is evaporates, and there's no Me'ilah Min HaTorah. So Asemis doesn't like that answer, but nonetheless, that's what we're going to go with. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that once the Sukkah falls down, halacha l'maisa, there's considered to be clearly that what, and that's the Chiddush. You're not allowed to take the Eitzim on Sukkahs. You see, we're bringing me a Raya. What's that mean, you're not allowed to take the Eitzim on Sukkah, is he? Talking about when the Sukkah fell down. The Sukkah fell down, then it's the Rabbanan. If the Sukkah's standing up there, it's the Araisa. Okay? The Sukkah fell down, it's only considered to be midrabanan. It's an Isser, because of Hilchus Muksa. It's an Isser of Hilchus Muksa, because Huxel what? It's Huxel Mitzvasa. Let me ask you on Sukkahs, what happens if a Sukkah falls down? Can you take the wood or not? No, it's not. Shoven. So I'm asking you. Shoven, everyone agrees it's Usser. Why is it Usser, according to Shimon? Why is it Usser, according to Shimon? Because it's what? Muksa l'mitzvasa. It's Muksa l'mitzvasa. It's Usser, l'mitzvasa. I thought Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa. What's the answer? He holds a Muksa l'mitzvasa, right? Classical Muksa he doesn't hold of. What's a classical Muksa? Throughout the year, where the building was up during Ben Hashemosh, then it fell down. Would you be allowed to move the wood, according to Reb Shimon, throughout the year? Yes. According to Chametz Asr, because the Migri Ksar, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa in that case. He holds a Muksa in the Mitzvah Soy. Kiva, you got this? Yes, okay, may I ask you?
In general, in halacha, do we say that after something has fulfilled its mitzvah, it's aser hanah?
There's no mi'il anymore. It might be an isid rabbanik called nasa mitzvah.
So then why would mitzvahs emes, this kasha, be a good kasha, if we could just say the sukkah was used for its mitzvah already? Tosu says, bitul mitzvah, it's now only derabbanik. Why, I don't see why that kasha makes sense.
Because it always has the potential to be used again. That stuff, that blood, that it's been spilled out, it's done forever.
So
you rebuilt the sukkah, the Sfas Emes would say to you, you know what, you can rebuild it. It's a good kasha, okay. But that's his response. Okay? All right, that's the first answer. You got to get that down. Donnie, you got it? What's the first answer? I don't have a marker to that. I forgot I'm at home. First answer is that when is it the Raisa? When the sukkah's up. On sukkahs. When is it the Rabbanan? When it fell down. But it's still sukkahs. Even Cholamoid, it's usher. You cannot use it in a Cholamoid. Huxel mitzvah means the whole zman in the midst of sukkahs. Yes, Yosef. Yeah.
Wasn't there a gzeros shemayata, tipping the candle to not move candles? Is that the same thing as mukzer?
That's a sebek gzera. That's a sebek gzera in the Rabbanan. That's a sebek gzera. Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
But there's a sheet in the Gemara says you're allowed to build a sukkah on Cholamoid.
Yeah, we pass him like that. Like Chum against Rebbe Lazar.
Not everyone holds the books though.
But it's devoted. The stuff was devoted to sukkahs. When sukkahs began, Ben Hashmashas, it was devoted to a good sukkah. It was a good sukkah. So even if it falls down on Cholamoid, it's usher. It's huksel mitzvah.
You have to use different stuff.
It might be mutter to build it because that's tzorach mitzvah, but you can't use it for any other purpose. Okay, it might better rebuild it from that. That's mutter, but use it for any purpose is not acceptable.
Isn't that getting more building from scratch?
It could also be using the pieces itself. No problem. You just can't use it for your own benefit. Okay, that's the first teretz of the Gemara. Go ahead now. So what do you say to this? V'hada what? Let's go, guys. V'hada what? V'hada parach. V'hada parach bebeya. The Gemara asks. V'hada parach bebeya. You got it?
V'hada parach bebeya.
Remember the Gemara asked that kasha, how could a Tanai work? Now what was that talking about? What is that talking about? We just saw the Gemara. Just after we concluded that what? We're talking about a sukkah that fell on the ground. The Gemara says, it's very difficult. What's the Gemara asking to have a mina with that a Tanai should work, right? Why is the Gemara so bothered by a Tanai should work? The sukkahs fell on the ground. And the Gemara says what? From the Pasuk in the Hekish, the Chagiga. What's the Kasha? The Pasuk's talking about where the sukkah's standing. Yes? What did the Gemara say, Donnie? Mi mahani Tanai, v'atanya, minai latze sukkah, the whole shtickle terry Rabbi Kiva, yes? Rav says, what's the kasha? That's talking about when the sukkah's standing. We know the sukkah fell down. So why is the Gemara challenged? Mahani Tanai. That's the Gemara, that's Tosis bothered by. Please get that. It's a very, very interesting Nakuda Tosis. What's the Gemara bothered by? Mahani Tanai. What do you mean, Mahani Tanai? You know we're talking about a fallen sukkah. And then you ask me from Rav Sheshim Rabbi Kiva, our din, that it's usher called Shiva and sukkahs? That's when the sukkah's standing. That's what Tosis is bothered by. What's the Gemara's kasha? The price is over, the sukkah fell down. That's why a Tanai works. What is his answer? Does everyone cop what I just said? What is the Gemara's kasha and beya? He's asking on the Gemara's kasha and beya. What do you mean the Mahani Tanai? Please get it down, Matthew. If we're talking about a sukkah that fell down, we know the Tanai works. Our din is when the sukkah's standing. So he doesn't understand the Gemara. Go ahead. Kishinafla, right? Kishinafla and also fends nami lo yo. Go ahead. Beautiful. So what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara held that just like when the structure's up, there's a migudis katsoi. So too when it falls down, there's a migudis katsoi. So the Tanai should never work.
What's the
Tanai should never work. That I want to be able to use the stuff, use the sushach. Never should it work. Not only when it's up, it should not work. It shouldn't work when it fell down. Because when sukkah started, Ben Hashmash is a kiva. Yes? Was it a good sukkah? Yes. Migudis katsoi, that it's a good sukkah, it should always be good. You got me? That's what the Gemara is bothered by. I know that it's a fallen sukkah. But a Tanai should never work. A Tanai should absolutely never work. So what does the Gemara answer? What was the Gemara's answer to that kasha? You guys tell me. What was the Gemara's answer to that kasha? We did it in Bay. What was the Gemara's answer? Sukkah d'alma. Sukkah d'alma, Tanai works. Right? Sukkah d'alma, Tanai works. On regular what? On a regular thing, when it falls down, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be mutter. If you made a what? if you made it tonight, right? We're talking about a sukkah that fell down. So the Gemara's kasha was, how can a tanai ever work? Yes? And the Gemara understood even when it fell down, midas ketzoy on nooks and mitzvasel. Even if it falls down, you shouldn't be able to make a tanai. The tanai doesn't work halacha lemaisa when it was up, so also when it fell down, it shouldn't work either. Migudis ketzoy kolikula. So what is Gemara's answer to that kasha now? You guys tell me. Sukkah da'alma is what? Sukkah da'alma, the tanai works. Halacha lemaisa, just like what? Rav Shimon holds it doesn't hold the mooks at all throughout the year. A tanai would work just as well. A mitzvah, though, it doesn't work. Why does a mitzvah not work? Because any bodo. Because it's asur lemaisa. By noise sukkah, I could say I don't want to separate myself. But when it comes to a regular sukkah, of course, halacha lemaisa, regular sukkah. That's objective. Regular sukkah, I can't disconnect myself from it.
So they would ignore that the
muksa
pies was
awesome. Yes, the muksa would be awesome, correct. But the Gemara held at this point that even if it fell down, halacha lemaisa would be a din of migu. That's what he says. Go ahead, Mishani. What does Gemara answer? We just said it outside, Mishani. So what's Gemara's answer? Mishani din achanami. That what? By sukkah's chag, it doesn't work the tanai. The seifa, go ahead, the seifa that tanai does work is asan the what? The safe is us in the sukkah d'alma. You got what I'm saying? The safe is talking about, Donnie, you follow, you've lost the spot? Mishani dinachanami, right? The safe is us in the sukkah d'alma. Safe is talking about a regular throughout the year. Go ahead, Hutter Parach.
Hutter Parach, minoy sukkah.
Minoy sukkah. How can tonight work? Noy sukkah, go ahead. You mean to tell me it doesn't work? By noy sukkah, it does work. Mishani, what is your answer? Noy sukkah, the low what? The low huksa. Go ahead, Mishani. Be Omer.
Ah.
But Eitzim, you cannot make such a tanai. Go ahead, Val Korcha. Of course, I'm separated from them because the Eish Behem. I can't take it down. So therefore, it's going to be also even if it falls down. I'll be din. Migudis Katzoy because Reb Shimon holds of what muksa that's mitzvaso. So the Gemara already knew that chiluk. When the Gemara said the chiluk in sukkah d'alma, when the Gemara said the difference between sukkah d'alma and what else? Sukkah of a mitzvah, the Gemara knew the chiluk already. It's like the Gemara already knew the answer. So Tosfos says, Vavagav, go ahead.
Vavagav to be kara yada high time of orcha dash de
dashas
lafarish debrav derech hasha.
That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me, says Tosis. Even though the Gemara knew that chiluk already, a lot of times the Gemara still will ask a kasha and will give that answer, even though the Gemara knew it at that point, at the point of the kasha, because the Gemara wants to bring out the teretz. And that's exactly the distinction here. We know the distinction between sukkah d'alma and sukkah of sukkahs. What's the distinction? Sukkah d'alma l'maisa, a person can what? A person can make a halacha l'maisa tanai, right? You can make it tanai. I can make it tanai. I don't want it to be muksa, right? I don't want it to be muksa. So if I don't want it to be muksa, then the tanai is already what? The tanai is already built in, and I can say I don't want migudis ketzoy to work. So the Gemara already knew that chiluk. By sukkah of a mitzvah, you can't say that. And that's exactly why the ikar mitzvah is akor chabodavim, because it's stirus oil.
Why would the Gemara be referring to a normal sukkah case?
That's the distinction between a shelter, the Gemara, that's the chiluk the Gemara is making, to the shelter throughout the year. And the shelter of sukkah of mitzvah. That's kufa de chiluk. But the Gemara already knew the distinction before. The Gemara already knew this distinction that what? Noi sukkah, I can separate from myself. It's lo huksu mitzvaso. And the Gemara said, Eitzim, those are much different. There's a much difference. So if I ask you, what's the difference between the reish and the seifa? What are we talking about, the reish and the seifa? And that's the chiluk. The chiluk is what? And that's what it says. Seifa asan l'sukkah da'alma. The seifa is talking about a sukkah da'alma. What does sukkah da'alma mean? Shavin the sukkah zechag sheesuru. So the Bryce is talking about seifa asan l'alma. So the seifa, which says in hisna, if you make it tanai, it's considered to be good. What's it talking about when you make it tanai? It's talking about sukkah throughout the year. Sukkah throughout the year, you can make it tanai. Not a problem. Tanai works. There's no problem on that. Halacha
l'maisa. That's not just a noise sukkah, or it's on everything.
Noise sukkah, you can always make it tonight.
Even on normal.
But a classical sukkah l'maisa on sukkahs, you can't. For shav and everyone who eats sukkah, because why? It's the kedusha of the sukkah. You can't separate from that, the stira
sola. You can make it tonight on sukkahs, on like the mitzvah sukkahs that for a noise sukkah?
Noise sukkah, you definitely can't. And the Gemara is saying distinguish sukkah throughout the year. You can't also, but not a sukkah mitzvah when it's structured in benish mashas. That's considered to be the din. So the first answer that we have is, please get it down, is that we actually have two answers from Tysus. Let's get it down. When is it the Araisa? When is it the Araisa? We have one Terutzim. It's the Araisa when it's standing. When is it the Rabbanon? When it fell down on the ground. You cannot use the sock, but it's usher off limits no matter what. But you must know the distinction between the Araisa and the Rabbanon. That's the distinction Rabbi Natan makes. Okay? Now Rabbi Natan Tysus. Now we'll get to Rabbi Natan now. Okay? That's the first chiluk. Go ahead, Donnie. Bite them. Okay? Bless you. The Asire, Midiraisa. What does Rabbi Natan say? It's only used to the Raisa when it's Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim. Let's get it. Rabbi Natan says, Yehuda, that schach is only us know when it's Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim. About what? Anything that's more than two in a tefach, any schach that's outside two in a tefach is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So that's a second distinction Rabbi Natan makes. Okay? Let's get that. Very interesting distinction, he says.
What's
a
two in a tefach?
Two in a tefach, the schach that needs to cover two in a tefach will be awesome in the Raisa. Any schach outside of that two in a tefach is only the Rabbanon. Okay? Go ahead. V'hada what? What's he bothered by? What's he bothered by in that line? Someone tell me. What does v'hani bei t'nai mean? That was the Gemara's kash and beit. How can a t'nai work? What do you mean, how can a t'nai work?
We're talking about the whole thing is deraisa
now. Not everything. Not everything's deraisa. No, but what's the Gemara asking whether t'nai can work? It's easy. T'nai doesn't work on a deraisa. It works on a drabanan. What's the Gemara asking? Should be pashut. The Gemara says, how can a t'nai work? What do you mean, how can a t'nai work? Give a simple answer. Tanai cannot work on the schachas tuna tefach, but anything outside of that, a tanai should work. What's the Gemara asking Masechas Beit? One sec, David. So what does he say? Mishum, go ahead.
Mishum de miskama ki hedli de lo mehani tanai b'maydi sari midraisa. Who?
Who adin? Now you read it to the guy.
Who adin de lo mehani b'maydi asir midravana?
We've mentioned many times. Many times we've mentioned that there's a famous din in Masechas Pesachim. And Daf Lamed, what's the din? Called the Tikkun Rabbanon? What's the phrase? Ke'ein D'Araisa Tikkun. Anytime the Rabbanon make a takana, they what? It's Ke'ein what? Ke'ein D'Araisa. It's modeled after a din D'Araisa. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Ke'ein D'Araisa Tikkun. So just like a Tanai should not work on a D'Araisa, a Tanai should not work on a D'Rabbanon. That's exactly what the Gemara was asking over there. Even though I know that it's only Midrabbanon. Even though I know it's only Midrabbanan, but there's no way a Tanai should work even on a Midrabbanan. Because it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kandi Raisa Tikkun. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara says, what's the answer? Sukkah Da'alma. Sukkah Da'alma Lamaisa is a beautiful answer. Lamaisa, Sukkah Zachak in a Hanami, a Tanai does not work. Al Pidin. But Sukkah Da'alma, Tanai works. Tanai does work Al Pidin. But Sukkah Da'alma doesn't work. Sukkah, a regular Sukkah Tanai will not work Al Pidin. Because we know that what? It's objective. There's Stiris Oval. There's kedusha to the mitzvah. Since there's kedusha to the mitzvah, you cannot make a tanai to it. So therefore, so that's why the Gemara assumed and asked its kasha. Go ahead, and he brings a raya.
Lo
maflig.
Lo maflig nami tana bein sarach l'suga bein lo sarach.
We never make a distinction in the schach that's needed to make the extra sukkah, meaning the minimum seven shivatachim, and the stuff that's extra. There's never a distinction. So there's never a distinction. That's why the Gemara what didn't say that answer. There's no distinction. The Gemara had to come out to another answer. And what was that other answer? A sukkah of the shelter throughout the year. Sukkah of a shelter throughout the year, Lamaisa. That's where we're going to say there's a tanai. What does the seifa mean? It said, him hisno la kol lafi tanai. That's if you make a tanai. That's fine throughout the year. But on sukkahs, everyone agrees it's going to be usher. Why is it going to be usher throughout the year? Halacha Lamaisa. Because you cannot finagle with a what? You can't finagle with the mitzvah of sukkah, correct? The mitzvah of sukkah is dedicated to the mitzvah. Don't give me this business. You want to make a tanai and make it mutter. It's not acceptable. Such a tanai is not mutter. Okay, go ahead. So we have two answers of Tysus. Let's get it. When is it the Araisa? Let's get it. Get it down in your notebook. When is it the Araisa according to Tysus? When what? When it's standing. When is it the Rabbanon? When it fell on the ground. Correct. Rabbi Rotam says a different chiluk. Let's get it. Number one, he says, when it's the Araisa is when it's what? The minimum size of Shiva Tochma, Shiva Tochma. Any schach outside of that is only the Rabbanan. Before we finish the Taisus, I want to give the other Birim in Rishonim. Let's get it. I gave you the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? Let's get it down. Says the Meiri, beautiful, I gave it to you in Seder, a lot of guys saw it. It's only the Raisa when it's what? When is it the Raisa? When is it the Raisa? Please get it down. When is it the Raisa according to the Meiri? Only at Sukkos, because Sukkos is Kedusha Shal Mitzvah. That's the Raisa. That is the Raisa, when it's Kedusha Shal Mitzvah.
As opposed to when?
As opposed to any other Yontif or any other Shabbos. It's considered to be only the Rabbanan on Shabbos.
Atzei Sukkah?
Yes, Atzei Sukkah, meaning only when it's from a mitzvah of Sukkah is it the Raisa. But any other stuff that's muksa, that it's what wood, which is useless, is only the Rabbanan. So the distinction is between what? Sukkah is opposed to the rest of the year. That's what the Miri says with favors.
That's the case with the Miri. The Gemara says that it prepares.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's our Gemara. That's the Raisa. But the Gemara in Shabbos and Beit that says the Rabbanan was talking about a shelter throughout the year on a regular Yontif, a regular Shabbos. Never was talking about what? Was never talking about Sukkah itself. Was only talking about the Rabbanan. And that's the Raya of the Gemara. The Raya of the Gemara that it's only considered to be Midr Rabbanan is exactly that. Because we brought a Raya from there that with the Sugi and Beit is Mishanafla. It's considered to be only Midr Rabbanan. That's the Gemara's answer. Migudis Katsoi. That's the Rabbanan. What's it talking about? It's throughout the year, not on Sukkos. That's why I said to you, Yonatan, after the two dots, what's the Gemara commenting on? Not commenting on the shoving part. It said Sukkah Dalma, right? The Gemara laid the stage for it. Sukkah Dalma is different. Sukkah and Mitzvah Tanai doesn't work. What do you mean, Noi? Noi is different. But Sukkah Dalma, Lamai said, there's no problem. Halach Lamai can make it Tanai. And this is the Raisa, unless you cannot make the Tanai. Yes, go ahead, Matthew.
What's the difference between a sukkah throughout the year that's not the same sukkah, and like if my chandelier in my house breaks and I want to throw it out?
Same thing. Did you make it Tanai or not?
No.
If you made it Tanai, then it's usher. If you made it Tanai, it would work. If you're like Reb Shimon, it works without it Tanai.
So if something in my house breaks, like on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to clean it up.
That's correct. It's usher, because we don't hold like Reb Shimon, correct. But all like Reb Shimon Ladina. Well said. Okay. How many chilukim do we have now? Two of Tosis, the Miri. Okay. Let's get this done. I gave you other chilukim too. Okay. There's another chiluk. A beautiful chiluk as well. Okay. And that is the following. It's possible to suggest that, and the Taz writes like this, the Taz I gave you, he says there's a difference between the walls and the schach itself. Beautiful chiluk. The Taz in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches Sifkot Nalef says that Schach is an Issa D'Raisa by Schach. And the Gemara in Shabbos and Beis talk about the walls. And therefore it's only D'Rabbanan. Okay? That's a fourth Teretz. It's a very, very ingenious answer. That the whole argument is about really Schach. The Gemara there is talking about only the walls. Okay? That's the Taz's answer. Interesting.
It's obviously not getting the rush.
What'd you say?
No.
Well, we'll get to it.
Well,
We'll get to it. We'll get to it because we'll see. We'll get to it. Good. Everyone's on the right track. But I want to give one other answer to this. Okay. I believe this is the fifth answer or the fourth. Fourth answer.
Two answers.
No, there's a fifth answer. The two answers: the Taz, the Miri, and the what? The Taz. There's a fifth distinction. Please get it. The Taz said that the issue of the rice is on the schach. The issue of the rabbanon is on the walls. Okay. That's how you solve the Gemaras. And then there's a last answer I want you to know. And that last answer, Lamaisa, fifth answer, is quoted Lamaisa. It's interesting. Halacha Lamaisa. It's very interesting to say this because it's a bit of an akimta, but the Ron said it beferish. The Ron is in the Dape Rif, Dalam and after Maska Sukkos. He wanted to say like this, the Raisa only on Sukkos. On Shmini Atzeres and Smus Tiras, the Rabbanan. So the Gemara by us talking about Sukkos proper. The Gemara in Bay and Shabbos is talking about Sukkos Torah and Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, that's the Ron. The Ron says such an answer. It's also in Rabbanim Itam Muksa. Okay? Yes. On Sukkos proper, it's an Issa D'Raisa. That's our Gemara. In Shabbos and Baya, it's talking about what? Sukkos Torah and Shmini Atzeres, which is after Sukkos proper, so therefore it's only Issa D'Rabbanim. Okay? That's the answer to the Ron. The Ron, I give you the Ron at Dape Arif. Yes, Izzy.
So then, according to those who say that it's all
Meaning, the Maisa Shmini Asaris and Sukkos Torah.
You mean the other answers, why they don't buy that distinction?
Yeah.
The other answers don't.
They hold
it. It's fake. Yeah, it's not considered to be. It's for our purpose. It's not a regular fnatzma. It's not a regular fnatzma. It's considered to be attached to sukkahs. So sveki the yomah will be machmir that it's d'rais. That's what they want to say. That's what they'll say. It's a good kasha. The other tirits will say not that way. The other tirits say it's a regular fnatzma, and therefore what? It's only going to be drabonim. It's a good hara. But this leads us to everyone that said, and get this down, okay? We had mentioned earlier that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh is as follows. What's that? That the Rambam holds Yisrael now applies to what?
The walls.
And the Rosh is only by Schach.
Rambam,
yeah, for sure the Schach. The Gemara says Schach. The question is apply to the walls. Yeah. So I want you to get this. Within the Rosh, that says the Yisrael now is only on the Schach, what do you say about the walls? The Beis Yosef says it's Mutal Legamri. Please get this down. The Beis Yosef says within the Rosh, it's Mutal Legamri. There is no Issa Drabon even on the walls, according to the Rosh. And the Taz says that's ridiculous, and he says what we just said, that there's an Issa Drabon, and that's how he gives the answer. The walls are an Issa Drabon, that's Shabbos and Beya, and Sukkot's talking about the Schach. So when the Taz gives his answer, the answer to the steering words, you're working with whose opinion? The Rosh's opinion. You follow what I'm saying? The Taz writes that the Issa D'Oraisa is by Schach, the Issa D'Rabbanan is by the Tfonos. And in that vein, he answers the steering the Gemaras. So when he answers the steering words, he's working with the Rosh. Because the Beis Yosef, I want you to get this down, Matthew, writes that the Rosh holds not even Issa D'Rabbanan on Tfonos. You got it?
Yeah.
Did you write that? Some of the Beis Yosef, Taz within the Rosh. Is there any vestige of Issa on the walls? Is it Mutal Legamri or Issa D'Rabbanan? Yes? Now this takes us to the Rambam.
How does Beis Yosef understanding the Rosh? How does he understand the Gemara
and Beitza? He'll say any other Tirutzim we gave today in Shir. We gave five Tirutzim. He doesn't go with that answer. He'll give other Tirutzim. I give the 2 days of Taisus. The other Tirutzim. It's a good Nakuda, Yonatan. That's exactly what they'll say. Don't give me that answer. There's nothing on the walls. There's no Isra on the walls at all. So Lamaisa, this brings us to the Rambam now. What about the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? What do you say according to the Rambam, guys?
He says that it's Issa D'Oraisa both.
Oh, not so posh. Not so posh. Not so posh. That's what I would have thought. The truth is, that's what I would have thought, Lamaisa. But the Beis Yosef, the Tofrei Shlam and Ches, and the Taz says that according to the Rambam, the Issa D'Oraisa is only Schach. On the walls, it's an Issa what? Midrabanan. Okay? That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam and the Taz. And that smack against the Rosh, because the Rosh himself understood the Rambam that there's a what? What did the Rosh understand the Rambam? That there's an Issa D'Oraisa on the Schach and the walls. The Rosh himself, the Rishon, the Halig Rishon, he held the Rambam, held an Issa D'Oraisa on both. The Beis Yosef and Taz say, I'm sorry. The Rambam understood that the Tfonos is an issue of the Midrabanan. So at the end of the day, according to the Taz, is there a Machlekes Rambam Rosh? What do you say?
No.
Matthew, according to the Rambam Lamais, and the Rosh Lamais, according to the Rambam and the Rosh, there's no Machlekes, because they both agree that what?
No.
The Tfonos is an issue of the Rabbanan, and they both agree that what? The Schach is an issue of what? Issue of the Raisa. The Rosh held not that way.
How could the Beis Yosef...
Because the Beis Yosef and the Taz, Matthew, say you misunderstood the Rambam.
How did the Rosh misunderstood the Rambam?
They say the Rosh misunderstood it. That's the Beis Yosef and the Taz say the Rosh. You misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam held the Issa D'Oraisa is only on Schach, the Issa D'Rabbanan is on the Tfonos. And that's exactly the way we hold the Rosh holds. The Rosh holds the D'Oraisa on the Schach, the D'Rabbanan on the Tfonos.
There's got to be some nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam if you read it the way of the Beis Yosef
The Beis Yosef and the Taz say you misunderstood the Rambam. They say straight up to the Rosh.
So what's the difference between the
There
Rosh
is no
the
difference.
Rosh, no
there is no difference. That's what I'm saying. There is no difference. It's always presented as a machlokes. You know why it's always presented as a machlokes? Because the Rosh himself presented as a machlokes.
Exactly.
I understand that. But they say he misinterpreted the Rambam. That's what I want you to know.
But it seems like if the Rosh is writing his own commentary, which he thought the Rambam was wrong, and he had to write a parish negative the Rambam.
Yes, they are arguing on the Rishon, the Rosh. Well said.
But if he's wrote it against the Rambam...
I know, but they are arguing on the Rosh. They felt the Rosh misinterpreted the Rambam.
So what would...
it's a chiddush the way they understood the Rambam. That's
a huge
chiddush. Because we're always used to saying over that the Rush presents a machlokes himself against the Rambam. No, but the Gedolei Achronim say not that way.
The way the Rambam formulates it.
Yes, but they say that the Rambam doesn't hold the same Isser status of Isser applies to the Defonos as the Tzach. They're Machalik, and they say it's only the Rabbanon. That's what they want to tie in.
Usually, when I was taught, usually a parish is a parish if they think that what they're giving is a chiddush.
What's the proof? What's the story?
Because the Taz is very convinced, it bothers him to say that there's no Issur d'Rabbanan at all on the walls. Very hard to say. Because you can't have a kosher sukkah unless what? Unless you have walls. To say that the walls completely are divorced from any Issur is very, very mechudish to him. Yes, but it's not the same level. That's what he wants to tie it.
Okay, so where's the Rosh get that from?
That's how the Rush understood it. That's how the Rush understood it. Right? The Rush understood it like that. But the Beis Yosef and the Rush saying, Beis Yosef and the Taz saying that's not the Rambam meant. Because the Sfarah behind it is the Iker part of the Sukkah is Schach. The walls are just to fulfill the mitzvah. But the walls don't have the same Madrega as the Schach. It's like Reb Chaim said, right? It's just to fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not of the same Madrega. So therefore they say it's not the same idea. It comes out, I want you to get it down. Because everyone classically says, Machlokes Rambam Rosh. You're right. We have to know that. But I want you to know what the Beis Yosef and the Taz say. They say at the end of the day, there's no Machlokes.
So they don't like Machlokes.
They argue with, it's a great Nekuya you bring it up. They argue with the Rosh's interpretation of the Rambam. Well said. And it comes out, they both hold the Yerais on the Schach, the Rabbanan on the Fonos. So, once you say it like that now, you can answer the steer in the Gemaras.
Yeah. And
okay.
Are there no nafkaminas based off what the Rambam and Rush possibly or people possibly?
There are nafkaminas that got me with a suffix. We're always going to know about suffix.
No, what I'm saying is if the Beis Yosef and the Taz settle the Kasha, it's not my focus around on Rush, they both hold now that walls are Isser Derabanan.
Yes.
And Schach is Isser Derais.
Correct. No nafkamina.
I thought we did earlier in the year, we did like 8 nafkaminas between the Rambam and Rush who held walls or was that?
We said three. But that was according to who? That was according to the Rush's own interpretation.
So now
those nafkaminas all fall according to the Taz of Beis Yosef. Right. Correct. Absolutely. Now we were going according to the Rush's interpretation. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Let's get this. Okay? This brings us to the following. There is a big shiloh, halacha lemaisa, I want you to get this. If you stay in your sukkah while it's raining, is it possible to suggest that if you stay in the sukkah while it's raining, that you're over in Isser Hanav deriving benefit from the schach? Because while it's raining, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. You're mitztayer. But by staying in the sukkah, are you over in Isser Hanav or not?
Maybe it's not fulfilling the mitzvah while it's raining.
Oh, so let's see what the pshat is. So there's a famous tshuva of the Onig Yontif. Okay? There's a famous tshuva of the Onig Yontif in Or HaChaim Siman Mem Tes. Please get it. He claims that any hanah from the schach is usher, even afilu im lo tispata kedusha b'emsos hanah zu. He has a chiddush where he claims that any time you derive benefit from the schach, even though it doesn't so a good word to you is it doesn't take away, better word in English, it doesn't take away or evaporate any of the kedusha from the sukkah. He says it's still usher b'hana. Meaning, don't tell me that the hana is only usher when it evaporates some kedusha, when it takes away, that's the word I'm looking for, diminish. It doesn't diminish, don't tell me the usher hana has anything to do with diminishing the kedusha, because it's not true. Yeah, or diminish, takes it away. That's what I'm saying. Diminish, I think, is a good word. The Isser Hanah is only when what? Is only when you're diminishing the Kedusha of the Schach. He says that's not true. He says the Isser Hanah is straight up an Isser on its own, regardless of whether you're diminishing the Kedusha. Okay? So he asks the following. He says, how is it possible to sit in the Sukkah? How is it possible to sit in the Sukkah when you're not fulfilling the Mitzvah when the rain's falling? So he says the following answer. I want you to get it. There's a phrase in the Gemara that says, Lo nitna Torah l'malchei Hasharis. What does Lo nitna Torah l'malchei Hasharis mean? What does the phrase mean? The Torah was given to human beings, not to angels. No one's perfect. And therefore, if you sit in the sukkah a little few minutes after it's raining, you cannot tell me the what? You cannot tell me that it's us. I'll give you an example like that. The Kohanim. This is the only Yontif. The Kohanim, when they wore their begadim, what in their begadim, you know there was shatness, you know that? You know there was shatness in the begadim? The avnet was made of shatness. How could they wear it? So esed dechalotah say. But the second they finish their avoda, do they have to quickly jump and rip off their clothes? No. Lo nina ter l'malchi asharis. The Torah Hashem expects you not to tarry in it for a few hours. But if you need to finish the avoda, you don't have to run to rip it off. So therefore, says the Onigantav, that's why I believe what I believe. And I want you to get it down. The Isra now applies even if you don't diminish any Kiddush. Even if you don't diminish any Kiddush at all. So then he asks, how do you stay in the Sukkah when it's raining? So Levi's, if you hang out there for a few hours after it's raining, in a Hanami, it's a problem. But for a few minutes or half an hour, whatever it is, 15 minutes, lo nin neter l'malachi asharis. So if it's lo nin neter l'malachi asharis, therefore what? Therefore it's not a problem if you didn't at all, halacha l'maisa. Problem, and the example I gave you is by what? The Kohanim with the Avoda. The Kohanim with the Avoda, a few minutes they're wearing it, not doing the Avoda. So what? They have to have some time to take it off. However, according to the second Taz today, according to Taz a lot today, the Taz now holds in Siman Tov Reish Lamechet Sifkan Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah says the same thing in Sifkan Dalet, and I want you to get it. They say absolutely not. They say the Isra Hanah is only when what? Only when you diminish the Kiddush of the Sukkah, correct. They argue on this Onigantif. They argue on this Onigantif, and they say the Isra Hanah is only when you diminish the Kiddush of a Sukkah. But to derive benefit from the Sukkah while it's standing, to put something on the Sukkah, there is no Isra, because that's not diminishing the Kiddusha. And therefore, you could sit as long as you want. You could sit as long as you want while it's raining in the Sukkah. Why? Because it's not what? While it's raining, it doesn't have a shame Sukkah, right? And therefore, you're not diminishing any Kiddusha from it. So it comes out, I want you to get this. It's a two-pronged machloikis. It's a fundamental machloikis. Please get this down. It's a fundamental machloikis, Matthew, between the Onig Yontif and the Taz and Mishnah Berurah. Is the Isra Hanah dependent on diminishing the Kedusha? Onig Yontif says it is not. You're still over Isra Hanah even when you don't diminish the Kedusha. And what does the Taz and Mishnah Berurah say? No, the only time you're over Isra Hanah is what? It's when you diminish the Kedusha. That's the machloikis shit up. One ramification, one nafkamina. Number one, can you sit in the sukkah while you are what? While it's raining. They both say you can, but why? According to the Oni Yonker, because we'll need to turn them out. It really should have been awesome, but Hashem knows the human being is not a robot. What's the reason why the Taz and Mishnah Berurah say it's okay? Because if it's raining already, you're not diminishing its kedusha at all. Because it doesn't have a shein sukkah. Okay? That's a what? That's a second nafkamina. Okay? No, first nafkamina is the machloikis. Second nafkamina is, is this or not totally on diminishing the Kedusha? Only Yontif says no. Mr. Taz and Mr. Berurah say it is. Number two is, why can you stay in the Sukkah? Both agree you can stay in the Sukkah. The Taz, the Only Yontif says, really should be Usr. The reason why it's not Usr is because we're in the Sukkah of the Malchiah. Says the what? Says the Taz, Mr. Berurah, it's not a problem. It's not a shame Sukkah. You're not diminishing the Kedusha. Okay. One second. The Stipler, though, has a different Svar. I thought it was a beautiful Svar. The Stipler writes, what is a sukkah supposed to be used for? Living. You live in a sukkah. It's eroi, but it's living. Dearest eroi, what could be the problem by sitting there? There's no problem sitting there. There's no issue to sit in a sukkah b'shasak shaman. A sukkah, what types of hana are asr in sukkah? Things that are outside living. Living itself is always okay. Even if it's a deer that you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Even if you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. The deer living is off limits to be usher on sukkahs. It means outside hanas is a problem. But to live in there, that's not a problem. I'll give you a mashal, let's say. It says, by kachim. Kachim are usher all hanas except for the kachim, the hanal, the lishma. Are you allowed to eat korbanos or not? If you're a chayav to eat that korban, like a shlomim. Of course you're allowed to eat it. You're getting hana. What do you mean? That's the purpose of the korban. When we say it's asr hana korban, it means alternative hanas. Those were asr. Side things are asr. But the hanas that for the purpose of it, those things are mutter. So the stipler says, of course it's mutter to sit and be in the sukkah while it's raining. Because diur living is off limits to be asr on sukkahs. Even if I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. Am I allowed to eat the karbonos? Of course I'm allowed to eat the karbonos. What does it mean it's asur banah? I'm not allowed to buy and sell it for profit with it. I'm not allowed to feed it to my dog. That's what it means is asur banah. That's the stipler's answer, okay? Could very well be, I kind of hinted at this earlier, it could very well be when rain's falling, it's not a shame sukkah. In the Vilna Gaon we once mentioned had a svara like this, and the truth is the Rebbe Chanan has like this, the Rogachover, the Avnei Nezer, the Klechemda, they all give that answer, when rain is falling, it's not a shame sukkah. So when rain is falling, it's not a shame sukkah, so what's the issue at all? It's not called a sukkah. I kind of said that earlier, Lamaisa, and that's why it's not a problem that when you're sitting under the sukkah, when it's rain, it's not considered a problem, you're not diminishing the Kedusha. Why aren't you diminishing the Kedusha? Because it's not a shame mitzvah sukkah. Okay?
What does the Stiper say again?
What the Stiper says that, what is an Isra Hanah on sukkah? Alternative ways of Hanah. But living in it is for sure always okay.
There's no problem
sitting under the sukkah while it's raining, because living by nature is never a problem by sukkah, even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's like eating karbonos. Eating karbonos, how can you eat it? That's the mitzvah. That's the Hanah you're allowed. Every other Hanah is asur. Buying and selling for profit, feeding it to your dog. Buying and selling for profit is a problem.
Well, what if it's turned outside the house?
You want to throw a tennis ball against it? I don't know. You want to use it to make a fireplace? Any type of Hanah. Dior living in the sukkah is considered to be okay. Yes, Izzy, you had a kashim for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry. According to the Honig Yom Tov,
yes.
The whole point of stach is to give you shade, no?
That's correct.
So isn't that, so I guess that he would say that Hanah, that it's giving you shade, that's just the mitzvah?
That's the nature of the mitzvah.
But the nature of the mitzvah is, it's not meaning, that's the purpose of stach is, like you could say the purpose of stach is to protect you from rain. If the rain isn't bothering you, then isn't it still a mitzvah to see the sukkah?
No, so that's what I'm saying from the Onei Yontif. The Onei Yontif says that even if you're not diminishing the Kedusha, it should be a problem. So he says no.
When it's raining and you're not feeling the rain, are you alive to live in the sukkah?
Well, if it's not making you mitzvah, l'chura, there's still a shame sukkah.
So, and that is because the sukkah is protecting it.
Okay, so, and that's not diminishing the Kedusha.
That's a good ride.
You're fulfilling a mitzvah.
So how can Onei Yontif say, great
kash on Onei Yontif?
How can Onei Yontif say that? Because the stock is protecting you, you're getting enough of the stock.
The theory that he postulates is that there's an Isser Hana on the stock, on the sukkah, even without fulfilling the mitzvah. Right? That's his rule. So if that's his rule, so how do you sit in the sukkah when it's raining? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah, and you are deriving benefit from the rain. That's your kasha.
That's
not a chiyuv, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's raining. No, he's talking about a scenario where you're potter from the mitzvah. There's enough rain coming in, but Lamaisa, it's sheltering enough that you can stay there. You won't get a cold. You won't get sick. But you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. That's what he's assuming. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah in that case. It's like in between. In other words, you're not going to get sick. It's sheltering from getting sick, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's enough rain to fall, not fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, how do you sit there? There's an issur not even when you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So how do I allow you to sit there? The answer is, he says, because you really shouldn't sit there. But you have a few minutes and that's all. Because you are deriving benefit from it. Even though I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. Like you said, because it's a shelter. You understand what I'm saying? It's an in-between thing. That's why he says it's awesome. Yes, Matthew.
I mean, at least I was cautioned out for Mrs. Kasha. Let's say, you know, you have a case where, I don't really love us, but let's say, you know, you're wearing a raincoat and you don't get cold so easily. And it's pouring, but you're fine. You don't mind eating your sukkah still.
Right, but he's just
any objective halakha.
That's what I'm saying. He's just right. That's what I'm. That's what I'm saying. He's assuming yarduk shaman is not a shame sukkah, but you're not going to get sick. So it is still protecting you.
So the Oneg Yontif is saying that there's some kind of objectivity of that. It's raining. It has no shame sukkah.
That's correct. I'm saying he's holding like the Vilna Gaon, and he's holding like the Rogachover and Avnei Nezer. Correct. Yeah. Well said. And that's why he says that there's an Isra Hanah, even though you're not diminishing any Kedusha, because there's no mitzvah sukkah. So he says, why can you sit there? Because we're in the Torah L'malchei Sharis. He has no other choice.
Say that you could never, you right? Could say, I'm right. Fine sitting in my room.
That's what I'm assuming. He's assuming there's no shame sukkah. The Gaon says that the Onei Yontif is going to assume it. Yes, Yehuda.
So according to the Onei Yontif, what about a day where it's particularly sunny? You go into the sukkah specifically because you want the shade. No, that also be
Asr? But is it raining now?
No, but you're going to get shade. So you get the shade is a different benefit.
So if it's a situation where you're totally, you know, freezing and everything, and it, you're potter from the midst of sukkah, but you're getting some benefit from it, that should be usur. That taka should be usur, according to the Onig Yontif, absolutely.
Isn't that Shem Scott?
No, Shem Sale is good.
No, but we're saying that the situation is that it's the sukkah, it's freezing outside. So you're potter from a sukkah. It's mitzvah. But you are getting some type of benefit by sitting under it.
Didn't he say it's really sunny outside? Is that what you just said?
No, saggy. He said saggy.
Saggy.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're potter, but you're sitting in it. If you're potter and you're sitting in it, you're getting some benefit, that taka would be awesome. Okay, we got that, Chlor? All right, let's get to the... So now tomorrow, we have a lot to do. Bezrat Hashem. We have a lot to do. We have to do the rest of the Gemara. We haven't done the rest of the Gemara about Lishma by Sitzis. And we got to do the toises on the bottom, okay? So there's a lot we got to see, Lomaisa, with about Linyani Lishma, and also Lagabi Mitzvah Ba Bavera with the toises on the bottom, okay? Now, we want to have the last few minutes of Shira, so I wanted to point out to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that in the Mishnah Avos, it says, Asei Lecha Rav, Kenei Lecha Chavra. He says that you have to make for yourself a rav, and you have to make for buy yourself a chaver. So Rabbi Yonah says that a chaver is more important than a rav, because it says in the Mishnah you have to buy a chaver. By a rebbe it says you make a rebbe. By a chaver it says you buy a chaver. So we colloquially in English say buying friends is not good because it's probably not a good friend. But if you erase that colloquial comment, it shows that you have to shell out cash. Literally, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you need to have a chavr. He says that a chavr is more important than a rav from that Mishnah. So he goes on to define what a chavr is. He says a chavr is for three things. Number one is that he should be able to learn with you, chavrusa. Number two, you learn Torah, you talk in Torah with him. Number two is that he's there to give you musr if you're doing something wrong. And number three is to give you etzes, to give advice. If you're sad about something, you know, we find in the parsha yesterday, you see that how great a person Yosef was. It says, "V'hine panim zo'afim." Why does the Torah have to say that? I mean, who really cares? Because the Torah wanted to convey, Hashem wanted to convey that Yosef was such a sensitive person. He saw when something was bothering the guy, the Saramashkim, right? He asked them, "What are you guys bothered by?" See that? You see what type of person Yosef was. So that's what it means, Eitzes. Eitzes doesn't necessarily mean when he comes forward to you and asks you for advice. If you see something's going on, you say, is there anything I can be of help with? Is there anything going on, Lamaisa? You don't want to insult the guy, you look like something's bothering you, do it in a nice way. That's what the notion of what a chavar is, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, on the mission of us. So we had a great schluss to have David in our shir at the beginning of the year. He's going there to Israel tomorrow, and he doesn't know where he'll go after the end of the year. But, you know, we wish him a lot of atzlocha, wish him well, and, you know, we should strive to have chaverim like David and follow his footsteps, because you always learn from chaverim. You want to learn from chaverim. So we wish him a lot of atzlocha. We will sing a zemer, and we'll take some donuts, and then David's going to share the Vartera. Toiras Hashem Tamima. Here, guys, come take the donuts. Hashem Tamima. Toiras Hashem Tamima. Neshivas Nofesh. Toiras Hashem Tamima. Toiras Hashem Tamima. Toiras Hashem Tamima. Neshivas Nofesh. Oya. I call, I am אני מאמין באמונה שלמה, קודם יעשה משיח. אני מאמין באמונה שלמה, קודם יעשה משיח. אני מאמין
Rebbe, which one's your favorite?
Which one's your favorite donut? Why not?
Take.
Step three.
Take. Why don't you? We're going to dive into it about 5 to 1. Okay? Or 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Soon, very soon. 5-10 minutes. Here, take some orange juice, guys.
That's okay.
Take your everything.
Here, go ahead.
No one wants orange juice?
I don't.
Vitamin C. It's good for colds.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm taking it.
Yeah, it is.
I know it is.
You gotta shake this up. You gotta shake it up.
Five guys took donuts.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Come on. No one wants any more donuts?
Where's your Tyler?
You don't want any donuts?
I'll take it home.
I'm gonna take it home.
Wait, Rebbe, you don't have a favorite?
Jacob, you don't want?
Favorite flavor?
How come? No, I'm not having
one. Rebbe, you have to have one.
I'm not gonna have one. You can take another one if you want.
This is like a little
Sierski
by David.
Thanks.
Oh, it's fresh and cold.
Okay, David, ready for the right turn?
Not yet.
Where is he?
He's going to prepare. He's crying.
He went to
Ain Kedusha Bli Havana.
It's fresh and cold.
Where is he?
I don't know. Anybody else want orange juice? Maybe
I some orange juice. What did you say? No, I don't want. Okay, you ready? Go ahead, Dave.
So just this is a short idea about like the connection between the parshas, like the recent parshas in Hanukkah, here from Rav Podolsky. He writes in a sefer called The Beacon of the Night. So he says that, so we see with Yaakov that before he, like when he was going to approach Esav, he uses the lashon and he says like Esav and Achi. He says both my brother and Esav. And so it's idea here is that because it's representing the two kinds of Yetzer Haras. There's the Yetzer Hara that like you see the danger, he understands Esav. Esav, like the wicked Esav, and then there's another Yetzer Hara that sometimes it appears very friendly and lovey, like that's Esav when he's like, oh, my brother, come with me, let's go. And sometimes that's the stronger Yetzer Hara, because you don't see the harm. And so what Rav Podolsky says in his Sefer, he says that's the, we've had that in our history as well. Like, Purim is like the open, is that you see the danger of the Yetzer Hara. You see, like, that was then openly a decree, we're going to kill all the Jews. And then Hanukkah, it wasn't so open. It was, oh no, we don't want to get rid of the Torah at first. We just want to come join our Greek culture and then slowly eliminate the Torah. And he compares it to two types of like animals. That there's the lion, where you see the danger and it's either fight or flight. And then there's the scorpion and the snake, which is very, you don't see it. It's small, it's hidden. And what it does is it injects its poison until it slowly gets you. And so, and he says in that, in this past week's parsha, when we have the Yosef, when he went into the bed, said, "Bor rake the ain bo mayim." And Rashi says it was there was no water, and it was filled with snakes and scorpions. So Rav Podolsky says, well, because Torah is compared to water, and so naturally in a place when there's no water, it's going to get filled with snakes and scorpions. And so we know there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says, "Barati Torah, or Barati Yetzer Har, Barati Lo Torah Tavla." That the only way to, and what that means is if Hashem creates. It's like an antidote. Tavlin's like an antidote. If the doctor tells you this is the cure to this disease, there's no other cure. It's specifically that cure and nothing else. So the only way that we could really be sure that we're not going to get, you know, we're gonna be safe from the scorpions and the snakes is by learning Torah. And so that's like one of the big lessons of Hanukkah, to always just always be learning, because it's so easy to get. You know, you see those people, they often, you know, not saying that you should isolate yourself and sit in a cave your whole life, but understand that there's dangers out there, you know, whatever we do, whether it's, or, you know, that, whether, you know, just like in work or whatever it is, to always be prepared, always understand that the Torah is what's going to keep us, you know, keep us on the right path. So, just Bezos Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we're all learning, studying well, and just Bezos Hashem, we'll keep it going, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep us strong and not let us get sucked into the bad influences.
Shkoyah. There's one day in the Gemara Chulin that says that the sorrow of Shalesh was a Talmud Chacham. That fought with Yaakov was a Talmud Chacham because he, like you said, sometimes he covers over the Yitzhar. Alright, very good. Okay, let's stop Mincha. Shkoyah. Okay, who wants to stop the other?
Dean, Dean, Dean.